I'm Madeline Walter.
And I'm Ben Axelrad, and we're both hypochondriacs.
I think I'm sick when I'm not.
And anytime I'm sick, I think I'm a goner for sure.
Welcome to Definitely Dying, the podcast about health concerns, both real and imagined.
Because it's better to laugh about it together than cry about it alone.
I have a runny nose and an ingrown hair, and
my knee hurts.
My arms are kind of rash. Is that a rash? And I had Asian food, and that makes me feel kind of sick. I might be lactose intolerant.
Hello, friends. Once again, we are here at the end of 2016, and we are offering up to you, our loyal listeners, another sort of best of type episode. This one, we're going to explore some of our favorite games from this past year. Right, Madeline?
Yeah, we have a bunch of different games and segments.
Segments, yeah. Tips.
Yeah, anything that didn't fit into the box of just a formal interview,
yeah.
We threw in this bucket. We have a lot of fun. Like, it's fun. This is fun to me because we have some games and segments that we've done a bunch of times,
yeah,
and have evolved, mm-hmm, over the course of recording this podcast. And it's fun to me to hear, like, sort of early iterations of, like, different games, like Figure One Chicken. And yeah.
Yeah. No, totally. It's been a really nice time going through these, going through our list of episodes. Yeah, just to see how the podcast has transitioned from,
yeah,
not that long ago. I mean, our first episode came out in May, and here we are. I guess
December.
Yeah, it's you're going to be listening to this at the end of December. It feels like we've kind of come a long way.
Yeah,
I don't know about the podcast, but just,
yeah,
you and I figuring out, yeah, how to do this whole thing.
It's like
thing.
When you see like an early drawing of like original Simpsons characters,
yeah,
or
right,
something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, and he's versus, like, hello, Marge.
Yeah.
And I was like, whose voice is that?
Yeah. And everybody
Marge
looks, yeah, weird. Yeah.
Bart?
Yeah.
There's a lot of violence towards, yeah, children and women.
Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah.
Maybe this has been less like that, but yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah, and so yeah, this is our little gift to you. And you know, if I could request a little small gift in return, maybe give us a rate and review on iTunes.
Yeah.
We've never really figured out what it means exactly, but
no,
everyone tells us it's very important.
It seems to be important, and we're not,
yeah,
very good at that, mm-hmm, part of the puzzle.
No.
Like, we haven't, like, I keep feeling like we need to send out an email blast,
yeah,
or something, and I'd rather not.
No, me neither.
So if you want to and you have a minute,
yeah,
rate and review us.
Because frankly, if you don't, you're going to get an email blast. And that's kind of all,
oh,
we,
yeah,
know how to do.
That's horrible.
That's pretty, yeah, much all we know how to do is send an email,
yeah,
BCC to every single person that we know,
yep,
saying, please and thank you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, to avoid that,
yeah,
just do us this one little favor.
Yeah.
And you know, continue to check us out on the Instagram and the Twitter,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No. And I guess one more favor you could do for us.
Sure.
Enjoy the rest of this episode.
Enjoy the rest of the episode. We'll be back next week with all new episodes to start January. We love you guys.
We love you.
If you are terrified about food,
yeah,
what you'll see is that only in America do we serve food that makes you sick if you eat these two things together. But other countries are so smart because,
oh,
they're like, oh, we know that we're serving fish and it could potentially go very bad on you, so we,
yeah,
got you some ginger.
Oh, so that's,
yeah.
And we're serving you calamari. We're serving you seafood.
Yeah.
So we got you a lemon.
Oh.
Because those are antibacterials.
Because
they're also
citrus. Yeah.
And they're also probiotic. So even if...
Oh.
Even if you have something that's like, oh, I had some bad fish, you're like, I got about 3 hours of this.
Wow.
Versus you get a piece of bad fish and you wash it down with some French fries.
Yeah.
You got a couple days of that.
Yeah.
Because your body's,
yeah, right,
like, I'm not getting rid of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Wow.
But what about, now spicy tuna is a no-no, right? Is that the dirty tuna?
I mean.
I feel like,
wait,
someone told
mean?
Me that.
What
I
do
feel
you mean,
like
you think
someone
it's
was like a spicy tuna roll is like, the bad tuna. And I feel like I've certainly gotten diarrhea every time I've eaten spicy tuna.
It's sketch because spicy tuna usually has mayo in it. Right. That's the binding agent to keep it all together once it's been chopped up. Spicy tuna, I would think, would be the tuna that is on its way out the door.
Yeah.
So they grind it up so you don't need the flavor
of the
fish.
It's like the chicken nuggets of tuna.
The chicken nuggets of tuna.
Yeah. I think I do love chicken nuggets.
This episode might be called the chicken nuggets of tuna.
tuna.
In a few weeks. We'll see what this one's called. But chicken nuggets of tuna is an early front runner.
I got to tell you, the best way for you to handle chicken is to bake it.
Okay.
Because it's in the oven.
It's in the oven. You're not touching it. You're not prepping it.
You can just like kind of dump it on a pan, put a piece of parchment paper and pop it in there.
Here's what I'd recommend.
Yes, please tell me.
I would say a tablespoon of oil. Get that nice and hot. It's smoking. Take your chicken with tongs out of the container that it's in. And then you can toss that container. You never need to put another plate out. That's making another vessel that's dirty.
Yeah.
Take your tongs. Handle the chicken with tongs.
Yeah.
Drop it in the oil. Sear. Flip it over. Sear. Put it on a cookie sheet. Put it in the oven. 350. Pull it out. You've barely touched the chicken. That is the best way to make chicken. Yeah. Most of the time people make chicken, they make it on top of the stove and they call it a day. That's why you get undercooked chicken.
Right.
Got it.
Because they want the outside to be pretty.
Oh.
They don't want to serve you a piece of chicken that is so dark, but that the inside's cooked on.
Mm.
Right.
So the best thing to do is to roast your chicken if you have that kind of time.
Right. But you just give it a little sear on each side so it still looks pretty.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then we put it in the oven. You'd cover it? You cover it with the tinfoil?
You don't have to cover it.
Okay.
You know why? Because you have oil in the pan.
Oh.
The breast is going to soak it up.
This is good.
I might try to
really
make chicken.
Tips.
Yeah.
For the first time in my life. Yeah.
That way, hands-free.
Yeah. I love that.
Chicken a la Brandon, ladies and gentlemen.
Chicken a la Brandon. Don't get sick. Okay. Would you rather eat an apple slice that is covered in dust or an apple slice that is covered in dirt?
Dirt. Yeah, because apples come from the earth.
Yes.
Yeah, but also not a little dirt. Like it's
how
been
much
dropped.
Dirt?
Like,
what kind
covers
of dirt?
The entire wet surface. Like an apple slice. It's been like,
wet surface.
Imagine like, you know, just like a dirt. A patch of dirt outside. It's been like dropped and rolled around in the dirt. So it is like fully, somebody covered it in dirt. It's not natural. Same
how
with
much
the
dust?
Dust?
Oh, it's a ton of dust?
Same with the dust.
It's
like
gotta
a full
be the
dirt.
It's gotta be dirt.
It's gotta be dirt.
Yeah, I think dirt too.
Yeah.
I think dirt too.
I think,
but also,
I feel like I'm also having an allergic reaction to the one that has dust.
Yeah. Well, isn't dust like 90% bug legs or something?
Oh.
I heard it was 90% dead skin.
Ew, that's even worse.
Yeah, but I don't, we probably heard it from similar sort of like.
That's 180%.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrifying.
That's really awful. Yeah, dirt feels natural to me in a way that's not off-putting enough.
Yeah.
Can we add a question? Would you rather dust be 90% bug legs or 90%
dead skin?
Which would you guys prefer?
Ooh.
I think I'd rather it be dead skin.
I think I'd rather it be bug legs.
We always disagree on stuff like this.
Yeah. We have tremendously different worldviews.
I think that's awesome.
No, I think it's sort of like it's the balance to this podcast.
Yeah.
Like we have very different. Oh, well, let's move on with this question. But,
I think bug legs too. And I really hate bugs.
Me
but
too.
I think bug legs.
Yeah.
Dead skin is
creepy.
Gross. Oh,
So you'd rather it be bug legs?
I'd rather bug legs.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm just feeling like it's probably my dead skin.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm just putting it back in.
Sure.
But yeah, I hear you. Like, that's one. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know how Madeline thinks this thing. But in this case, I just think like both
you
are good answers.
Understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is capgrass delusion?
Capgrass delusion. Have you ever?
It sounds psychological because it has the word
delusion.
Delusion, right?
Yeah, it would be sad if it was a physical illness.
I've never heard of it.
Mm-mm.
Capgrass. I'm trying to think of the root of those words, but it's not really bringing anything up.
Oh, I wonder if it's like something that I wonder if the origin is like people. I wonder if capgrass is like a type of. I wonder if it's like an allergy induced. Delusion.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, a person
from
who's
a grass allergy.
Maybe somebody who's constantly afraid that they're allergic to everything.
Or everybody's head looks like it's covered in grass. Everybody, no, the hair looks like grass to you.
Okay, is that what we're going with?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, a fear that everyone's hair looks like
grass?
Yeah.
No, that's not correct.
What?
But it's It's not the furthest from the correct answer.
Okay.
The Capgras delusion is a mental condition in which the sufferer comes to believe that someone close to him or her, typically a spouse or family member, has been replaced by an identical imposter. The sufferer may continue to live peacefully, though distrustfully, with the imposter, or may become violent and attack the loved
Oh, my God.
One.
You know what, though? I don't think this is a disorder, and I believe everyone that has ever thought that, that really their loved one has been an imposter.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
So the delusion is actually thinking that you could fool your loved one into believing that you're not an imposter.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. All right.
Why, do you know why it's called Capgras?
Maybe it's somebody's last name, the person who founded it?
Probably.
Yeah. Because we can't always call by the name. Was just abducted by aliens and replaced by an alien in Mr. Capgras's body. And he gaslighted his wife into thinking she had a delusion.
Right. Mm-hmm. And people were able to discover that this was an imposter because of the grass all over his head.
Yes.
What activity would you feel the most at peace dying during prematurely?
You know, this is my gut. The first thing that came to my head was like petting my cat.
Oh, yeah.
Like just having a good time with an animal you love.
Yeah.
And the people you love, sure.
Right.
But you cut off the people I love from this scenario.
They're unavailable to you.
Yeah.
So you would like to die at 103 surrounded by cats.
Yeah. I want to be a crazy cat man. I want my cat Fozzie, who surely, sadly, will be dead by 103 when I'm 103. But I want him to live forever.
Yeah. I mean, that's a beautiful sentiment.
Yeah.
You want everyone to live. And then for it to not be such a burden on them when you pass away peacefully.
Oh, that's nice.
But with the cat, like you're petting your cat and then you just die, not like your cat kills you.
No, that would be the worst. Well, there's also I feel like anti-cat people, because cats get a bad rap.
They really do.
They're
beautiful animals.
They're beautiful.
I
love their aesthetic.
Yeah. I love the way they look. I've only ever seen one. I've never interacted with one.
Madeline,
I know
you have a cat. I've met your cat.
I've only ever looked at her.
Wow.
I won't touch her. Okay. I won't look her in the eyes.
That seems
you won't
a little
look
weird.
Your cat in the eyes.
Honestly, I look into her eyes all the time, and I always think, we are basically talking right now.
Yeah.
And it's true.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a form of communication.
Yeah, it is. We don't need words.
No.
What were you saying?
I truly don't remember. I was like looking and I was like, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Fozzie the cat. Oh, yeah. Cat haters think that cats are going to eat your body when you die. Like, they're like, cats are just fucking animals. Like, dogs, they'll cry for you and they'll like try to get help. But cats, they're going to ravage your body because you're just meat to them.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but I hate the idea.
Yeah, I hate the idea.
I don't think that's true, because honestly, I think the reason a dog would cry is because a dog can't get food by itself. Mm-hmm. So it would be crying because it would be like, I'm sad that the only way I know how to get food is gone. But a cat can find food anywhere. Cats are basically not even fully domesticated animals, because like a cat could go outside and like catch a bunch of birds and shit, and they don't rely on you. They choose to live with you because they like you.
Right, but locked in a room, waiting.
I mean, it would probably eat your body eventually.
But
good on them. They should.
Right. No, yeah, you know what?
I want them to eat my body.
I don't want a cat to like just to starve to death instead of eat my body.
Also, then your soul's inside your cat. That's great.
Oh, so he's eating the soul. Souls are edible?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Could you, if you felt my pulse right now, could you glean anything from it? Or is it like, you can't do it like in a podcast studio where everybody
can try.
Can you try?
I might be a little rusty, but let me try.
Okay.
I need your left arm.
Okay.
Sadness in your heart.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, so your pulse does feel pitta vata-y.
Mm-hmm. That's the one. That's the fire.
Fire and air.
Air.
Yeah. And the pitta pulse is what they call in Ayurveda the frog pulse. It feels like a frog jumping. It's like boom, 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 boom. And it feels healthy. It feels in balance.
That's the fire one or
the
air
fire one?
Okay, cool.
And then the air pulse feels more wiry. And they compare it to a snake, kind of like wiry, moving and slithering like a snake.
Yeah.
And then I don't feel much kapha which is the swan. So it's more of like a slow, long, deep pulse.
I think I've got almost none of that. Yeah.
And I feel in terms of organ systems, I feel a little bit of the pitta pulse in your throat. So I don't know if you've had like a little bit of a sore throat at all.
Yeah, my voice has been, it's not been sore, but I've been, my voice has been a little hoarse and like I've been like losing my voice a little bit, or I've been waking up with less of a voice and I've been wondering why that's happening.
Yeah, so there's a little heat in there right now. So you could gargle with some salt water before bed, or even like a little honey could help. Raw local honey is the best. You know, it could be allergy related. Yeah. It could be some inflammation from that. So I'd recommend that for that.
Yeah.
And then I feel a little bit of heat in your skin too. I don't know if you've had any like rashing or.
The other day after I did yoga, my face was like bright red, like not normal, like not common. Like it was like red, red, red. Yeah.
Yeah. So that could be a lot of times like a lot of heat in the face is actually liver energy. Coming up, heat from the liver.
Yeah.
So coconut water, coconut oil is very cooling, calming. Neem oil and sesame seed is great for any kind of like rashing or redness. But that's just heat, basically.
And that's really interesting.
Rose water spray is fantastic if you're feeling really hot like that.
Yeah.
You can get that at any health food store. It cools you down immediately. Rose
that's
is
so
very cooling.
Yeah.
Rose tea, anything. Chamomile tea or chamomile packs on the skin or face will cool heat out instantly, especially
that's
any
great.
Kind of liver heat that's coming up.
That's really interesting.
And then I feel a little bit of vata energy in your joints. So I don't know if you have like any cracking or popping.
All the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it, basically. It's pretty small stuff, but you feel in balance and you feel healthy. And
that's amazing. You really nailed like all of the, like those are like that you got it. Or at least the things that everything you said is like a thing that I've like noticed in my own body and health.
That's cool. And if you want, you can rub sesame oil is warming, so that's good for vata. So you can rub that on your joints. Just do like four circles one way and four circles the other way, just to help release some of the vata energy from your joints.
Good for oil pulling too.
Oil pulling is fantastic. Yeah, yeah. Have you guys talked about that yet?
I do a segment where I play I act as an amateur dentist, and a lot of it is stuff that I pulled from Kate was the one who got me on oil pulling. Kate was the one who got me on tongue scraping. Other things too, but I think those are the big dental ones.
The very central core of Ayurveda has to do with digestive health. Because the idea is like if your digestive system is healthy, the rest of the body will be healthy because it starts there. The idea of like where you take in prana, where you take in food, energy, water into your system and how healthy that is going to determine your overall health. So a lot of it is like tongue scraping helps to clean toxins off the tongue. Oil pulling helps pull toxins not just from your gums and mouth, but actually from the entire digestive system.
Oh, wow.
So it makes your mouth healthier, digestive system healthier.
Yeah.
The cumin, coriander, and fennel seed tea, as well as using those herbs in cooking with the turmeric, also help to cool, calm, detoxify the system. So all of that goes hand in hand.
How long do apples last in the fridge before they go bad? What would be your guess?
I got an answer.
About a month?
I'm going to say a week.
It's actually, you were correct, Nicole. Oh, there's your alarm. It's like 1 to 2 months.
Whoa.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Apples in the fridge can last 1 to 2 months.
Apples in the fridge.
I think that's crazy and cool.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Apples in the fridge.
How about
apples
eggs in the fridge?
Apples in the fridge. Oh.
Ooh. Apples in the fridge. Eggs in the fridge. Eggs in the fridge.
Eggs in the fridge.
How long eggs?
Well, I mean, I look at the expiration date on those. Those bad boys have one right on there.
Yeah, they have one right on there. But what would you guess if there was no expiration date? If you bought eggs, how long would you guess you could keep
about
them?
About a month.
Fridge?
Month.
Also correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're good.
Eggs, you can last. You should give yourself more credit. You know.
Yeah.
Then how am I always eating bad food?
Well, how long does chicken last in the fridge?
Because you cook it and then you leave it out.
Wait, is that true?
Wait, say that again.
Sorry, how long does chicken at?
Chicken in the fridge, 2-3 weeks.
Two or three days.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, okay, we figured it out.
Yeah, that's the problem.
We've pinpointed the problem.
Also, you leave it outside of the fridge.
Well, I'll ask you. I have another question.
Okay.
It's related. Okay, so chicken lasts in the fridge 3 to 4 days.
Oh, shit.
And that's the same with a hamburger, and it's the same with a meatball.
Oh.
And now, follow-up question, how long does chicken, and it, also it's the same, chicken, a hamburger, or a meatball, how long do these meats last if you leave them out?
Like just like
cooked or uncooked?
Yeah, cooked or uncooked. So like we cooked them, and then
cooked,
we ate
them. How long
can
you last?
And we left the leftovers
out. At least 48 hours.
Just on the counter?
Yeah.
See, 48 doesn't sound that bad to me. Like for a meatball, and I don't know. I don't know what is it about a meatball that just sounds like it could survive.
It's fine.
Yeah, I think it could survive the apocalypse. I'll say 24 hours.
Guys, 1 to 2 hours.
1 to 2 hours?
Yes. Well,
Nicole's been dead 24 hours longer than me.
How embarrassing. I've definitely left things out for 2 days and been like, I can munch on this.
Well, you can't.
Oh, boy.
So now you know. Okay. But if you forget, you can go to stilltasty.com.
Stilltasty.com. Can I still eat this mac and cheese? Still tasty.
Before you look at it?
Sure.
Okay. F/U. Do we know what that means?
No.
I think it must have something to do with like a close up kind of thing, but I don't know what the F stands for. 8 days expressed large amount of purulent material from pocket in wound from this is a cellulitis injury.
Oh gosh.
I haven't even seen it yet.
I really don't want to.
It's bad.
I really don't want to.
On the count of three.
Okay.
One.
Oh god.
Two. Three.
Oh my god.
Look at him go.
I'm watching. I want to win because I don't want to.
Yeah, me too.
One.
I don't want to look at.
They're going on 10 seconds.
I'm out. Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. It's a purely a sound effects game, but I think it's enjoyable.
Was that someone's knee?
Yeah, I believe right below their knee.
Oh.
So get your cellulitis taken care of at least within 7 days, because that 8 days.
Come on, guys. If anything, just take care of
just take care of your cellulitis, guys.
Paul, you're up.
All right. This is really the worst.
Oh my god. Gosh. I hate this all.
This is the worst game. I'm sorry, Paul.
It's horrible.
Paul did agree to play this game in advance, but we probably should have told him more before we made him agree to it.
Oh, it's so horrible. It makes me realize how much I would never be a doctor.
No, I would be a lawyer because I want to sue you for even finding this, this application.
All right. This is a 70-year-old Pacific Islander man with fungating breast cancer for palliative care.
I don't even know what those words mean mostly, but I'm terrified.
Okay.
And I don't know if Kaz is the word for it or is the name of the person who posted the thing. That'd be its own game, sort of like username or disease. All right. Okay.
Our own D&D. Okay. Disease one, or doctor.
Oh,
okay.
One.
Two.
Three.
It looks like he's got like a shrimp coming out of his nipple.
Oh my god. No.
Okay, let's get a little closer.
No.
I can't.
Okay, you can just get closer.
Oh, you can zoom in on real Instagram now, but still not figure out.
Oh, you can? I didn't know that about real Instagram.
Oh, my
God. It
looks like a donut.
I think it looks like a shrimp.
It's horrible. I can't.
All right.
I don't want to see
Okay, Madeline's. I win that round.
So this is the last round, right? I can't. You know, it is like when you go.
I hate it. Oh, it's too close.
When you go into a haunted house,
yeah.
And you're like, "Yeah, I'll go in a haunted house. I know it's gonna be scary, but I'll go into it." And then you go in, and halfway into it, you're like, "Why did I do this?"
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah.
That's how I feel right now with this game. I agreed to it.
Should we just kill the game?
One more.
It's a good game.
We got a Rasputin fact if we wanted. Do you know much about Rasputin?
The guy?
Yeah, about his death.
I know it was prolonged, right?
Yeah.
Took forever.
Man, it's impressive. We'll talk about it after this. With our minute remaining.
Oh, what is it? I hate it.
You have to read it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That one's not going to be able to pick
one. Oh, no. This one's too sad. Ah! Okay, this one. Okay.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Paul.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. A 58-year-old female with a 4-day onset of abscess. She visited an urgent care and had a debridement done. She arrives in this condition. Hand.
Always the debridement, never the debridement.
Hand wanted me to IND the abscess, and of course the bare DIP joint was visible under the abscess. Started patient on broad-spectrum antibiotics with a referral to hand surgeon the next day. So this is like a fucked-up finger you're about to see.
Fucked-up finger.
I don't want to. I can't even.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Oh.
Right.
Okay. I thought that was the nail at first.
Paul
it's
tapped
not
out already.
I immediately
it's, this is, okay, I can't even look at it. Zig, can you make
this
it
is my
away?
New face. This is how I look now.
Zig, can you turn that
way.
Can you make it go away, Zig?
Forever.
Forever.
That's what the person said to the doctor. Can you please make it go
can
away?
Can you please make it go away?
Can you hit click back? From this thing.
It's horrible. I feel like in the aftermath of this game, we should give a quick credit to our friend of the podcast, Casey Trela, who is the one who suggested this game to us.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
good. That's
Casey,
good.
Thank you. You ruined everybody's life. So if you were to warn people about some actual risks of grilling, what would you say? What warnings would you issue?
I mean, the biggest risk would be to burn yourself on the grill.
Your face. So, like burn your face.
I mean, do you normally put your face down in the grill?
I mean, if I'm scanning for bristles, I am.
Yeah. You got to look really close to that grill to see if CNN, I feel like CNN is going to get a lot of angry letters about alarming people about grill brush bristles, and they'll look too closely at their grill and burn their faces off.
Right. So,
maybe.
Knowing how irresponsible CNN is, what could you do to counteract this? Like, give our listeners something to feel good about.
The bristle incident?
Just in general, that grilling is one of our premier dangers.
Yeah. So try and avoid touching the grill with your face would be a good one, or your hands.
Fair.
Okay. Don't touch the grill with your face or your hands. Everybody listen to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to use like grills inside. That's a bad thing.
Oh, have you ever seen any, have you seen any injuries because of people using a grill inside?
I personally, but I work with some people that have.
Wow.
So
just smoke inhalation or is there something, is it gas grills?
Yeah. So you can get the biggest concern is like carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Why isn't there an article about that? Because I could see it being rainy and I would wheel a grill into my kitchen and be like, well, I'll just grill these burgers inside and then I'll wheel it right back out tomorrow.
I've done it. They have those mini grills. I've grilled inside.
The Foreman, that's an electric grill.
No. The one that I had was also an electric grill, but it wasn't the Foreman.
So you can use an. So it's not the fear of like the smoke or the fire. It's like the gas. And so we just shouldn't use a gas grill inside. Okay.
You heard it from Dr. Laura. Yeah. No need to be afraid of smoke or fire.
Yeah, you can smoke and fire. I can build it. You
exactly
can build a fire.
That's what I said.
That's what she said.
Avoid
your bristles.
No, not exactly what I said.
Smoke and fire, good. Okay. Gas inhalation, bad. Dr. Laura.
Okay. Yeah, what? So
at least you got one of the things correct.
Let's see what this one renders, because it could make your brain go in different directions.
I'll do it, but I'm going to say right now, I love the word renders.
Nice. Big bee sting.
Hospital.
Hospital.
Hospital. Why not? Why hot?
Because I'm just trying to guess the opposite of the common sense answer, because you're setting me up for failure.
No. I'm not. I'm setting you up to cure yourself of terrible infliction of diseases. So big bee sting. Are you guys thinking of it as a big bee or a big sting?
Big sting.
Okay,
big
what were you sting. Thinking? Big sting. It was a big bee.
This is the most annoying game I've ever played in my whole life.
I've maybe never seen you more angry.
Yeah. The spectrum-y side of my personality, which is pronounced, is upset right now. Okay. I'm going to be rocking in the corner for the rest of this podcast.
Very, very tiny bee sting. Very large bee.
It's annoying. You love this. You're so happy right now.
Because he's only a one on the 1 to 10 human to robot scale. This is a real dream for you, you sociopath.
If you had the law of robotics, you would not be allowing you to come to harm through your inaction of
sense. Very true. Instead, I'm just a big bee.
All right, big bee sting.
Okay.
I'm at the hospital. With a huge bee and a little sting. Okay. And it's a zoological phenomenon, but everyone's like, you're not hurt. Yeah. This enormous bee with a little...
He's got a little stinger.
A little fucking stinger. Yeah.
Beep.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two. Which animal carries anthrax?
Anthrax.
A, hippo. B, elephant. C, cobra. D, capybara.
I don't really know this one, but I'm going to say the C, a cobra, but I don't think that's correct. It's probably a capybara.
It's not a capybara. I threw that one in because it seemed too specific to be just a fake answer.
Madeline
but the
likes
correct
to trick people in our games.
Yeah. The correct answer is hippo.
Hippo. Well, honestly, you shouldn't get near a hippo. They'll kill you.
No, hippo will kill you. Really most angry. Deadly animal.
That seems like so. Yeah, because. Yeah. So you're dead of getting mauled by a hippo.
Yeah, the risk
of getting anthrax. How?
So anthrax it can be also found, FYI, in horses. So a lot of livestock can carry anthrax. Mm-hmm. And the infection is usually acquired through the ingestion of contaminated soil, fodder, I don't know what fodder is, or compound feed. So, like, anthrax spores can grow in soil, and then a hippo will eat that soil, and they can cause disease. And then if you ingest it, if you get too close to a hippo.
Shit.
Yeah, if you eat hippo meat, or I guess if you get close enough to a hippo without that hippo killing you.
Okay. Right. Like, if you fall in love with a hippo.
Yeah,
if you fall in love with a hippo.
If you do a ballet with a hippo, thinking that this hippo is the best ballet dancer because you've seen Fantasia. Sure.
I guess the hippo needs to fall in love with you too. Like it has to be mutual.
It has to be consensual.
What I've learned from Fantasia is a hippo will seduce you and then leave you.
Oh, can you hear the? It's fun music too here.
Yeah.
That's what taking care of a diabetic dog sounds like. Kind of like a creepy like a. The kind of carnival you have in the sequence in like a dream sequence in a movie.
Yeah. Where everybody's just like laughing all around. Folks at home, if you're looking for the highest level of technology involved in podcasts, here at Definitely Dying, we hold a microphone up to a laptop.
So now the dog's happy, its tongue sticking out of its mouth, its head is too big for its body.
Yeah. So it goes for a walk. So here's the question, Dan.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is the walking music.
Now, is the dog following a bird that is our bird, or are we the bird?
Oh, that's a great question. Because you're moving the bird with your mouse.
Yeah.
I think it's our bird.
It's our bird.
And we're using the bird to guide the dog's actions.
Well, you have a dog. Whenever you take your dog for a walk, you do just catch a bird and make it chase a bird, right?
Yeah, I make Stella. So walks are very hard for me because I can't catch birds very well. The dog just drank water and now it had a hamburger helper thing in its brain. Like, see, it's hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Or it wants a bone.
Yeah.
So you have to go to the store.
Okay, so I can give it food, insulin. Yeah. If you go to the store, I can walk it. I can look at the owner's
manual.
He
wants food.
So, yeah.
You have to go to the shop. If you know anything about us here on Definitely Dying, we don't ever look at the owner's manual. Not ever.
So we can give it chicken, Madeline, broccoli. Oh.
Madeline's of the opinion that dogs like cake.
I tried it yesterday. I fed my dog a lot of cake.
I'm going to give it a salmon.
That seems smart.
Yeah.
It's a good fat.
Let's see. Salmon. The delicious fish has a reddish... I know what that is. I know what salmon is. So we purchased it. Now we've dropped it on the ground, and the dog is dubious.
Oh, I forgot to mention, my dog died. just a real face on this thing.
Can you... And when it's really wild when it eats.
I think we need to give that dog some insulin.
Okay, let's give it some insulin.
So now you pull it.
I pull the insulin, and then you
put it in his butt. Or his face.
I'm going to do his nose.
It's a fun game, right?
Oh, I did not like that. No.
Guys, you'll start playing this game at home at Diabetic Dog, and you're going to think it's not fun. And then at some point, you're going to find that you've been doing this for like several hours. So, cock, lock, or block, sneezing, itching, or swelling.
Oh.
We're talking
so
like
one will
serious.
Have never.
Like, achoo, 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 achoo. You know, like when you just can't stop and you get embarrassed, that kind of thing.
Yes.
We're talking itching, like
you've got rashes
on your, you got the red rash, you're scratching.
It makes me feel, talking about itching.
So, to clarify, swelling is going to be the only one that's like reduced. We're not talking about like swelling to the point where you're going to die.
Yeah,
just like you're puffy everywhere. Like maybe you get around your eyes, your throat's a little bit.
Oh my God.
And then once we finish this round, let's get some answers from our boy Zig here.
Oh yeah,
these are all so awful because all of them make it hard to be comfortable socially.
Yeah, this is true.
Yes. All of those.
Yeah,
yes.
People think you are a disgusting monster when you sneeze.
Yeah,
or itch.
Yeah,
and swelling is not as bad. You get more sympathy because it doesn't seem contagious. But people, especially in this town, think you're disgusting if you sneeze. And itching, like I have to kill itching. I can't. No one would ever be near you if you're constantly itching. You can't even tell someone like it's not contagious. Like,
no.
And I have very sensitive.
And also, the minute you say it's not contagious
people
about
like,
anything,
ew.
You seem the most contagious.
The most contagious. Yeah. And I just talking about it is making my skin itch. I have like pretty sensitive. Yeah, I have a pretty sensitive skin.
Too.
Yeah, and I like
swelling up.
I can't wear certain wool or like mohair. It makes me itch. And then even if I go on a hike sometimes, if I get something in my, like something brushes past me, I feel like I can feel it the whole hike.
Yeah.
So I have to kill itching because I'm miserable from itching.
Yeah.
I think I have to marry sneezing.
Yeah.
I know it sounds gross, but I could be one of those like dainty sneezers. Like,
sure.
like that.
Yeah. Very dainty.
Very dainty. And it's the one that doesn't make me feel as awful.
Right.
The swelling. Although swelling is like, if I don't feel it, if it's just physical, like sure, I'd feel uncomfortable if I looked bloated. I guess. I think I'm gonna have to. I think I'll casually court swelling.
Okay.
I think I'll marry the sneezing because it can be dainty, and I think I'll casually court swelling because I'm not. If I swell up a little bit, I don't care. But hopefully it goes down by the time if I have to work, if I have to like do a gig or something.
Yeah.
But in day to day, if I'm a little bit swollen or a little bit bloated, a little bit bigger, it's fine. I just like if someone else has a problem with it, then it's like, ugh. But itching, there's no way.
Right. Itching's gotta go.
Gotta go.
What about you, Madeline?
I think I'll also marry sneezing because it kind of feels good to sneeze, I think. But and like, if I have to, it feels better than itching or swelling.
Yes.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and then I think I will casually court itching.
Woof.
Just because I think I kind of do, and I am such a magnet for like mosquitoes, or like anytime I go back to the East Coast, I am like itchy for weeks because I get so bitten up, and like I've learned to cope with that.
Yeah,
and I would get rid of swelling forever because I feel like when I am like swollen, like when my like eyes are puffy or like my fingers or something, I usually also feel weird.
Yeah,
like it's like I don't feel, no, like I feel like perpetually kind of sleepy or something.
Me too.
Like, so I think I would be fine if that never happened.
Mm. Yeah. So I'm gonna kill sneezing.
Wow, whoa. you've been a real contrarian this whole game.
I know, you're a real wild card, Ben.
No, it's true. I mean, I wish it was for any other reason that you guys are just patently wrong.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Is it because sometimes sneezing does hurt? Is that it?
No, it's because I find it so exhausting.
Oh.
Like after even with the dainty, like enough of them in a row, and it's just sort of like I need to lie down.
Oh.
Now with the swelling, I hate it, but I think I can live with it more than the constant sneezing, but I have that same reaction that Madeline has where it just makes me feel weird, like off. Yes. Like that's the one where I would start to think, oh, maybe I'm dying.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sweating is
the
easiest for me because like my fingers will get puffy and then I'll be like, oh, I've had too much salt today. I need more water. Like I feel like I can always, like if I swell somewhere, I can figure it out very quickly.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
So swelling is not as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a ton of experience with swelling, so when it has happened, I've had like minor panics. And in terms of itching, that's the one where I kind of like it. Like I don't of the three. Yeah. Just getting a good itch in. Like you've got like a, you know, like when you get like a mosquito bite and you scratch it for a while, and then like,
but
you're
then
just
if
like,
it doesn't,
satisfying.
I think scratching an itch that stops itching when you scratch it is satisfying, but like an itch that stays itch, until you like that's
itching is like
bad.
The most Sisyphean for me. It's just like there's no, and like I'll notice that like if I'll itch something and then I'll get in like an itchy mood, I'll feel them everywhere. Like even now doing it, like now my hair's like it's literally
I got some itches too.
I'm having to ignore them because now it's like my body's being like, now scratch your calf, scratch your gut. Like it's just like
So all right, so I'm gonna go with I guess it should have been, since we the other two were S's, it should have been sneezing, swelling, and skitching. but since we went itching,
skitch all day. Yeah.
I'm gonna lock itching. I'm gonna cock swelling, and I'm gonna block sneezing.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And be a contrarian along the way.
Yeah,
it's been a real skitch this whole game.
Yeah, I know. What a skitch.
I invented this game. This has been Definitely Dying. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes, and you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Definitely Dying.
Until next time, stay healthy.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.